Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, Bitcoin price blasts past 21,000 as 3-day short liquidations near $300 million. Also breaking news, Logan Paul unveils his $1.5 million crypto zoo recovery plan. That's right, and as part of the plan, Logan Paul stated he'll commit 1,000 ETH to repay disgruntled investors that want to make an exit via burning their crypto zoo NFTs. Also in today's show, Grayscale files a brief in ETF suit against the SEC with oral arguments may be coming within months. I'll be breaking down this latest saga. Also in today's show, ARK Invest says the Bitcoin hodlers remain strong in 2022 with Bitcoin Prime for a major move. That's right. ARK Invest, the investment firm led by Kathy Wood, says long-term Bitcoin hodlers held strong last year despite the market turmoil, and the best is yet to come. Also in today's show, ChatGPT answers crypto's biggest questions. Bitcoin or Ethereum is very interesting. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, quant analyst Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, says the Bitcoin bottom is in. Great news. And Bitcoin to explode by up to 4,689%. That's right. He shares that the Bitcoin price is likely to hit between $100,000 and $1 million. I'll be breaking down his timeline. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone tuning in to today's live episode of Crypto News Alerts, pod episode number 1163. I'm your host, JV, and today is January 14th, 2023. And checking out the market watch, as you can see here, Bitcoin still up 8% for the day, trading above $20,600 as the parabolic surge continues. We also have ETH up over 7%, now back on top of $1,500. We have Solana up a whopping 32%, like whoa, trading above $22. And as you can see, all the major cryptos currently pumping like a mofo, which we love to see. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we can see the current crypto market cap almost back at that $1 trillion milestone. In fact, we temporarily crossed it before dropping back to currently $974 billion with about $91 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with Bitcoin dominance back on the rise at a solid 41%, even with the Ether dominance at 19.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we have GMT up about 50%, trading just under 52 cents. Compound up a whopping 37%, trading at $52, followed by Decentraland up 38%, trading just above 60 cents. Below that, we have Solana and Helium. And checking out the top 100 gainers in the past week, we have Gala up 111%, APT up 96%, Mana, which is Decentraland, up 72%, and just massive gains across the board, which is very apparent as the market cap continues to rise. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, finally, for the first time in a very long time, we're in fear, rated a 46. Yesterday was a 31, last week a 25 in extreme fear, and last month a 31 in fear. This is very significant considering we have been stuck in fear and extreme fear for the bulk of the entire last year of 2022, so it feels good to be back in fear. With that being shared, so much to cover, let me know first and foremost, how many of you are pretty pumped up about this pump, no pun intended, or yeah, pun intended. But let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out some of these charts. Bitcoin continued a stunning comeback January 14th as 21,000 appeared to be for the first time since early November. Check out this chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Point Trading View followed Bitcoin as it hits a high of 21,247 on Bitstamp. Now, Bitcoin faced major suspicion after it began to make up some of the serious lost ground throughout the week, with analysts warning that a retracement could occur at any time. But nonetheless, only brief periods of consolidation accompanying Bitcoin's ascent, with weekly gains sitting at nearly 25%. Not too shabby. And in doing so, Bitcoin took out its realized price at $19,700, old all-time high from 2017, and $20,000 in the 200-day moving average. The latter saw its first resistance support challenge since October of 2021, 1 month before Bitcoin's most recent all-time high. Similarly to ETH, Bitcoin is gaining momentum. On-chain analytics resource Material Indicators noted about Bitcoin beginning to copy Ethereum's strength on the shorter time frames, and a Twitter post added that the price action has pushed past critical resistance at the 200-day moving average and the 2017 top for Bitcoin and the 2018 top for ETH. Buckle up for volatility, Material Indicators concluded 2 days ago, but this weekly Bitcoin candle is solid as what? Breaking very key trend lines and low time frame momentum, still going strong. Popular trader Blunts meanwhile summarized about the upcoming weekly chart close, and fellow trader Rec Capital went further, drawing comparisons to an event from the 2019 that kickstarted the entire Bitcoin bull market after the previous halving's macro low in December 2018. Quoting him here, current Bitcoin weekly candle is so very close to equal the weekly candle from April 2019 that confirmed a new Bitcoin bull market, which he shared alongside this chart. Now let's discuss the record short liquidation set in the past 18 months. In the midst of a now rare upside, Bitcoin unleashed serious pain for the bears, liquidating literally hundreds of millions of dollars in short positions. And according to CoinGlass, these totaled around $125 million for January 14th alone, with that period from January 11th onward bringing nearly $300 million of short liquidations. Take that, bears. Take that, Peter Schiff. Including altcoins, liquidations totaled nearly $775 million for the same three-day period. That's almost $1 billion in alts wrecked just like that. And commenting on future short liquidations, on-chain analyst Dylan LeClaire notes that these hit their highest daily level since mid-2021. Quoting him here, July 2021 saw Binance USDT denominated futures going extremely short, Bitcoin and paying an arm and a leg to do so, USD denominated shorts getting liquidated is opposite effect of crypto denominated longs unwinding. $30,000 summer bottom was set day of FTX fresh raise. So there you have it. How many of you are pretty excited for this ongoing crypto market? And do you feel that the bear market is over and now we're in a bull market as Plan B has predicted? And I'll be covering down his technical analysis and predictions for $100,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price towards the latter end of the show. So be sure to stick around. With that being shared, now for the latest updates of what's going on with CryptoZoo and Logan Paul, who came out recently with a video apologizing. The YouTuber Logan Paul unveiled his $1.5 million recovery plan for the people who invested in his NFT project CryptoZoo. Announcing the move in a video shared via Twitter January 13th, Paul reiterated that he is no longer looking to sue fellow YouTuber CoffeeZilla for defamation over accusations he made in a critical series of videos on Paul's NFT project. And here's Paul's tweet here, my three-step plan for CryptoZoo, including a 1.3 million rewards program for disappointed players. And I'm going to state this right here. This apology seemed sincere, especially in comparison to his previous apology, which in my opinion wasn't really a humble or honest apology whatsoever. He just took out with his ego on CoffeeZilla, blaming CoffeeZilla for the reason on why he scammed so many people with his CryptoZoo project. But now he's coming from a better, more sincere space is what it appears to be. If you watch this apology video and you agree or disagree, let me know in the comments right down below. But back to the story here. Check it. As such, Paul emphasized that he is instead focused on fixing CryptoZoo, delivering on the roadmap, and making things right with fans and investors. Quoting him here, the fact is, suing CoffeeZilla is not going to help CryptoZoo holders, so I do need to focus my attention where it should be, which is on the fans and supporters of me. That's right. Finally, Paul outlined that his recovery plan consists of three stages. Firstly, he and his manager of CryptoZoo, the co-founder Jeff, which is his manager, will burn their Zoo token holdings so that they have zero or no financial upside in the game, so that the token supposedly has more value. And secondly, he claimed he will personally commit 1,000 Ethereum as part of a rewards program that enables disappointed investors to burn their NFTs to get their initial 0.1 ETH, which is $150 back, which was the mint price at that time. Now, it's worth noting that at the time of Paul's tweet, in which he said he was putting 1.3 million for the rewards program, the 1,000 ETH was worth that sum. However, now that ETH is shooting up in price, it is now worth more than 10% as it is up 10% in the past 24 hours. And finally, Paul notes that the third stage is to obviously finish and deliver the game as outlined in the white paper. Good move, which was initially touted as a play-to-earn game that involved breeding animal NFTs to receive zoo token rewards. Quoting him here, to say I am disappointed is how this was handled internally is an understatement. There is a full internal investigation going on along with an audit, and we are going to pursue full legal action for whoever needs to be held accountable. If any money is recovered in the process, it'll go right to the community, he added. Now, the community reactions on Paul's Twitter post was mixed, with some tipping their hats to Paul's efforts while others continue to pile on with further criticism. Users such as noted criticism of Paul and CryptoZoo was valid. All of this seems very positive. While it took a while to definitely deserve this a good job, hopefully it stays that way. While the founder and CEO of Genius Group, Roger Hamilton, added, I am sorry and compensation to those who lost money. How great if all CoffeeZilla investigations would end up this way. And on the other end of the spectrum, popular NFT and crypto trader CryptoBitLord stated, but let's be honest, you didn't care until it started to impact your reputation. And he makes a great point. You then threatened to sue, and then you realized it backfired. You started this to try to please people. You are as fake as it gets, a true LARP. And I also want to state Top G, Logan is an agent of the Matrix. He will say anything he thinks he's supposed to say, and it seems to be that way, especially with this whole debacle with CryptoZoo. And as it points out here, he still did not take any accountability. He said, I am sorry for how things unfolded. He refuses to believe he is at fault. Additionally, he said full investigation on whoever is accountable, and now he is treating CoffeeZilla like his best friend, yet he doesn't follow him. Well, there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding CryptoZoo? How many of you invested in the project? Let me know by a show of hands. And do you feel he is doing the right thing with this three-step recovery program to help investors who got taken advantage of, who got left hanging for virtually what, the past couple of years? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And as you can see, the Bitcoin price action just hit 20,800. Look at a retest, that $21,000 resistance. Now let's break down the latest of what's going on between Grayscale with their ETF, which they're trying to convert their Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. Grayscale filed a reply brief on its appeals of the United States SEC. That's right, of its denial of its application to convert its $12 billion Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, better known as GBTC, into a spot-based Bitcoin ETF. The brief filed in the District Columbia Circuit Court addressed points made in the SEC reply brief filed in December and restated its own arguments. The SEC based its decision on finding that Grayscale's proposal did not sufficiently protect against fraud and manipulation. The agency had made similar findings in a number of earlier applications to create spot-based Bitcoin ETFs. Now, Grayscale countered the denial and claims in court that the SEC had acted arbitrarily in treating spot traded exchange traded products differently from futures traded products. There is a 99.9% correlation between prices in the Bitcoin futures market and the spot Bitcoin market, Grayscale stated in its brief. It also claimed the SEC had exceeded its authority, quoting them here. The commission is not permitted to decide for investors whether certain investments have merit, yet the commission has done just that to the detriment of the investors, the potential investors it is charged to protect. I think they make a great scale calling out a great argument calling out the SEC. Grayscale Chief Legal Officer Craig Slam said in a tweet, the case is moving swiftly. While timing is uncertain, oral arguments may be as soon as the second half or second quarter of 2023. Grayscale applied to the SEC October 2021, and the agency denied that application June 29th. Now, Firtree Capital Management sued Grayscale on December 6th, demanding, amongst other things, that Grayscale give up its appeal of the SEC decision. That strategy will likely cost years of litigation, millions of dollars in legal fees, countless hours of lost management time, and goodwill with regulators, the complaint read. Grayscale is owned by the Digital Currency Group, which is currently undergoing a financial squeeze, as I have been covering in great detail here on this show. But all I know is this. For obvious reasons, Gary Gensler and the SEC has not approved a spot Bitcoin ETF in the U.S. They denied the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust to convert their $12 billion fund into an ETF, obviously because they don't want this. They don't want clear regulations. They want uncertainty, fear, and doubt in the marketplace so that they can continue to manipulate the market and do whatever is in their best interest and not in the best interest of the investors. And in my humble opinion, I feel that is a damn shame. When do you think a Bitcoin spot ETF is finally to get approved in the United States? Do you think it'll occur anytime soon, potentially this year or by 2024, 2025? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. I suspect the SEC and regulators are going to push it back as far as they possibly can to just continue to cause havoc to investors in the market. But that's my two Satoshis. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. With that being shared, now let's break down the latest with what ARK Invest has to share regarding the King crypto. And now let's break this down, shall we? Check it out. ARK Invest, the investment firm led by Cathie Wood, shout out to Cathie Wood, says long-term Bitcoin hodlers held strong last year despite the market turmoil. Where my long-term hodlers at? According to the investment firm, there remains a robust cohort of long-term Bitcoin hodlers who are not moving their crypto holdings despite high-profile cases of fraud and a collapse in the price action. ARK Invest says the percentage of supply last moved in two or more years is at an all-time high of 47%, and the days destroyed, coin days destroyed, data indicates long-term hodlers did not look for opportunities to sell. The CDD metric looks at the value of each Bitcoin transaction while giving weight to the number of days since the coins were last move, quitting them here. In our view, although the spending of old coins is common in bear markets, a low value of coin days destroyed conveys that hodlers remain strong despite the multiple frauds and gray swans during 2022. ARK Invest says that after months of sideways movement, the crypto markets appear ready to make big moves, quoting them here. Although low volatility generally is a neutral signal, in our view, it does suggest an upcoming expansion in the form of a breakout or a breakdown. We believe important market direction may come during the first quarter of 2023, given the potential impulse of the price move, and it seems to be right on point. The markets have rallied in the recent days, with Bitcoin soaring Thursday to above 19,000 after the CPI data release and the highest price since the FTX implosion, but later declined into the 18,000 range, but is currently trading above $20,800 at the time of this recording, which leads us to our next story of the day. In yesterday's episode, we dissected a very interesting prediction regarding Bitcoin and ChatGPT, which is an open AI protocol, I know funded by the likes of Elon Musk. It's a super AI intelligent system. And now another question which was asked is which will outperform the other, or what is the better investment, Bitcoin versus Ethereum? And here is the answer from the AI, which is quite interesting. The internet has become quickly fascinated by ChatGPT, the language model chatbot that seems to effortlessly provide long-form answers to literally any question. Crypto Twitter seems especially fascinated with the AI bot, from Casa founder Jameson Lopp to Twitter's new chief and Dogecoin enthusiast Elon. Now, we decided to ask ChatGPT a number of questions related to Bitcoin and crypto adoption, including those that are already hotly debated by humans. Here's what the infamous bot had to say. And let me know in the comments how many of you have actually used this bot thus far, and let me know what you asked it and what the responses were. We first asked ChatGPT, though, about Bitcoin. Does Bitcoin have intrinsic value? Many of Bitcoin's biggest critics, such as Goldbug Peter Schiff, would say no, arguing that asset is purely speculative and destined to crash to zero. Yet the AI bot's answer was a bit more nuanced. Here's their answer. Some people might argue that Bitcoin's decentralized nature and its ability to function as a digital store of value could be considered as intrinsic value. It stated, its answers captures the view shared by some of Bitcoin's biggest proponents that the asset can become digital gold of the 21st century thanks to the unmanipulable monetary policy. Now, that's exactly what ChatGPT pointed out afterwards when asked to compare Bitcoin to Ethereum. It's often referred to as digital gold. It stated, its primary use case is as a digital alternative to traditional fiat currencies such as the US dollar or the euro, and by contrast, it described Ether as having more potential for innovation than Bitcoin, thus making it more attractive to developers. As explained by BitMEX in July, Ethereum scripting language and culture has historically been more welcoming to change than Bitcoin's, though more dApps are starting to develop on the Bitcoin Lightning network. And another question, who is Satoshi? ChatGPT isn't all-knowing. However, it admitted that the identity of Bitcoin's synonymous creator, Satoshi, has not been revealed and is not publicly known, quoting them here. While some individuals have claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto or have suspected of being the creator, none of these claims have been independently verified. It said, Bitcoin SV founder Craig Wright has often accused others of defaming him when he claims to be the enigmatic founder, but here's yet to see much of the recent success in court. As we all know, Craig Wright is nothing more than the fake Toshi. Now, when asked if Bitcoin could ever become the world reserve currency, the bot didn't rule out the possibility. Check it. While it still lacks the infrastructure, regulations, Gensler, and stability to be considered as such, it is still possible that the future may bring changes to this situation as the technology grows and develops. Now, finally, ChatGPT is a total no-coiner. Cryptocurrency and blockchain technology are not a scam. It said when asked, is crypto a scam? But like any other financial market, there are risks and frauds to be aware of. It clarified. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding ChatGPT? And again, let me know if you've had the opportunity to use it. The half a dozen or so times I attempted to use it, it was always busy, so I didn't get to play around with it. But I'm curious to hear your interactions with the OpenAI bot. And with that being shared, now for the moment, we have all been waiting for Plan B. The quant analyst himself, creator of the Bitcoin stock, the flow model, is predicting the Bitcoin price to rise between $100,000 and $1 million. After the halving in 2024, which would ultimately mean in the year 2025. So let's break this down, shall we? Quant analyst Plan B is doubling down on his prediction that Bitcoin could meteorically ascend the next bull market. Plan B tells his 1.8 million Twitter followers he believes Bitcoin bottomed out at 15.5 back in November 2022, and the short-term hodlers are now in a profit territory, a traditionally bullish signal. The quant analyst also says he sees the flagship crypto asset soaring above 30,000 around the 2024 halving prior to a parabolic surge in 2025. Quoting him here, my two Satoshis on the Bitcoin price, November 2022, low of 15.5 was the bottom. Bitcoin has crossed the short-term hodler and will rise into the 2024 halving and subsequent 2025 bull market. Several on-chain signals confirm the short-term hodler signal. 2024 halving will be greater than $32,000. The 2025 bull market will be greater than $100,000. And this morning he updated us again. So far, so good. Bitcoin now crossed the short-term hodler price, which you can see in the light blue, and realized price, which you can see in the black. The next targets of the 200-week moving average at $25,000 and the 2-year realized price at $32,000, which you can see in the dark blue. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B and checking out some of the responses to this tweet. Someone wrote, 1 million is a bull market. 100,000 is a comfort blanket. Plan B responded, in fact, I think the bull market range will be $100,000 to $1 million, but many people don't understand the wide margins or the volatility that creates them. So I pinned it at the indeed comfortable $100,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the quant analyst. Now, I will also include this in the show notes below the video in the description for you to reference and check out for yourself. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.